Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We just learned here on social media, Adam Schefter tweeting it out. A QB change. Giants are planning to start rookie Jackson Dart on Sunday versus the Chargers. Adam Schefter was the first on it. Now other people are following. So Giant fans going to get their wish. Jackson Dart starting for the Giants Friday. Now, the whole energy around the Giants completely changes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing. But the question is going to be, is this time for the Giants to go away from their plan of Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston and turn it over to the rookie?
And all the questions that we ask, we don't have the answers yet. You know, what's the motivation here? Is he clearly the best option? Is there management, some fingerprints and ownership? At this point, it doesn't matter. Dart's going to play. Maybe we'll find out more as how they collectively came to this process, I guess. But, yeah, there's now an infusion of energy, and now there's an alertness within the Giant fan base, which is a good thing. But now, downstream, bigger picture, they played three games, they got 14 to go. This is either going to radically change the future and how it's perceived, or he's going to be pedestrian, and it's not going to change a ton in terms of the wins and the losses, nor will it change the way the head coach is perceived. So he fired this bullet now. It's early. Better work.
This is it. This is it.
Nothing left.
This is the. That's it. That's right. This was inevitable. I just wouldn't have gone to it so quickly. Because I don't believe that. Now, again, I don't know. I'm not sitting there watching him in practice and all stuff. But I would just have waited as long as possible before saying, okay, well, he's going to be the guy. I have a feeling that this reeks of some meddling in organizational discussions and thinking about the blowback from the fans, seeing what happened there Sunday night with the fans chanting for Jackson Dart, seeing the performance. Russell Wilson wasn't very good. The result of 0-3 kind of expediting the process. And now, definitively, we are going to see what Brian Daboll can do once and for all. This is it. This is the final evaluation stage of Brian Daboll and that regime. And I'm fascinated. I'm excited now for the game.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's a mistake, but I'm excited for it. And I'm fascinated to see how this plays out with Daboll and Jackson Dart. And if you predict what's going to happen here, or at least try to see, you know, down the road, because we've seen it so many times, Jackson Dart will be okay. You know, at times, sometimes it'll be great. Times maybe he's not so good. He's a rookie. It may be good. And Daboll will probably take the brunt of it when they lose. And then they fire Brian Daboll. And then you're going to have a situation where you probably have Joe Shane retained, the rookie quarterback retained, but a new head coach comes in. And then we get to do it all over again next
year. Or, could this possibly happen? I mean, Dart looks great. The Giants win a couple of games and everybody's back. And we actually enjoy some football without interruptions, without another cycle in the offseason where this guy's out.
It could. Which one do you think is more likely?
I don't expect that to happen. Not to that extent.
I was saying yesterday, like, the positive, all the energy already. And I'm sure this went into the decision as well. The energy already has changed. It's no more Russell Wilson. It's no more Jameis Winston. It's no more old, aging quarterback. It's no more about just the wins and losses with those guys. It is about Jackson Dart. It is the Jackson Dart show now. Everybody's excited for it. how he's going to play is going to be a huge thing here. But the energy has changed. And if he goes out there and plays well and they actually win a game,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden they beat the Saints, now you're 2-3. Now season back on to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got to leave the door open as a possibility. I mean, the NFL is one thing we know. It's very unpredictable so far this year. The Ravens don't look the same. I mean, there's some teams that we thought were going to be horrendous that are better than we thought. So it's one of those topsy-turvy years. I don't think there's going to be much fluctuation with the Eagles or the Commanders to open up the door in the NFC East for the Giants. I just don't see that. But, this is at least we could sit down and hopefully, you know, see a young man who's obviously got some confidence to him. There's no doubt. He seems to have a lot of the respect and trust, and like he fits the vibe of the young locker room. I feel like the players want to see him out there. And listen, when you're a rookie and you're rocking that, whether it's ice, whether it's platinum, I don't even know what kind of chain he's wearing. It doesn't mean he's going to be a superstar, but he's not short on confidence. That is for damn sure. So I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed. It's earlier than I would do it. The one thing you do have to factor, because remember we went through this with Mark Sanchez and Sam Darnold from a Jets perspective, they didn't play a lot of college football games, which was a even Pete Carroll said back when he was drafted, I think Mark should stay and get some more reps here. Jackson Dart has played 45 college games, so he's more polished than he should be better equipped to handle the NFL.
Anthony's calling from Montgomery, New York. What's up, Ant?
I just wanted to say that I think it's a huge mistake if they start him. I don't want Shane or Dable to get their hands on this kid now. Like he's just going to be another Daniel Jones. They're going to, I think, ruin him. Especially, I mean, the play calling, I think, is abysmal. Their in-game, you know, making any adjustments is ridiculous. And I think Dart's going to suffer. He's going to get his rear end handed to him. And I think we're going down the wrong path. Let him sit for the year, get rid of Shane and Dable, and see what coach we can get afterwards to groom this kid.
See, I don't think that's the answer either, Anthony, and thank you for the call. I would just let him sit a little bit more. I will say, and I told you this yesterday, BT, watching that game when Jackson Dart was in there, I felt like the Giants were going to score. Then they take Jackson Dart out, and the offense came to a screeching halt. So I could understand some football decisions as well, saying, hey, he gives us the best chance to win right now. Okay, maybe, but there's also the risk that you run of ruining him early, not just because of Shane and Dable getting their hands on him. They're the one that picked him. You do want to see what Dable can do with him. It could be great. But it also could be bad, and you could see a kid, and what if he throws a couple of interceptions? All of a sudden, his confidence is now rattled, and the fans' confidence in him has shaken. And that's how, like, how many times do we need to see it here, guys? Whether it's Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, like, reference the guys. Mm-hmm. It's happened quite a bit in this town in particular.
Well, here's what I'm worried about, because we always say it, and I'm sure most people understand this, but I think it's worth saying it again, because now we find out, if you're just tuning in, he is going to play. He's going to start. Schefter had it. He's the Giants starting quarterback coming up this week, and we'll see how it goes, and hopefully he does well. But when we say, you know, Team X is going to ruin quarterback Y, what we really mean by that is, you know, not that he's going to get hurt. It's a brutal sport, so anybody could get hurt. That's a given, right? But it's more about when you don't have a good offensive line and you're a young quarterback, and one of the most important things is to understand and trust your eyes and see what's in front of you and diagnose what's in front of you, right, Sal? And when this happened to David Carr with the Texans when he got sacked like 60-something times. He was a very talented kid. But because the pass rush was so on him immediately that he just stopped looking downfield and he never learned to go through progressions. And that's one of the biggest things that a young quarterback's got to do, to learn to trust the pocket, when to extend the pocket, and when to go through the progressions. If you're flinching and you're getting hit early on and you're just chucking and ducking, that is an element of your game that you never get good at, and without that, you can't be great.
Brian Baldinger will join us when we come back. He was the first one to kind of alert us to being like that this could happen sooner than later. He said, I think after week one, just go to him now. So we'll talk to Baldy on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.